Rocker Ozzy Osbourne and his family star in this year's runaway MTV hit, The Osbournes. It is part of a new generation of reality-based television that documents celebrity lives. Hollywood writer and director John Ridley says the success of The Osbournes has made him jealous.
Lately, I've been suffering bouts of inadequacy, the likes of which I haven't felt since getting turned down in alphabetical order by every girl asked in my high school prom. It seems like I'm the only cat in Hollywood who doesn't have a camera crew following him around, capturing every moment of his life for television. Already, celebrity verite shows are either on the air or in the works for Liza Minnelli and her husband. Kisses Gene Simmons, because you can never have enough middle-aged rock stars on TV. The artist formerly known as Puff Daddy, because you can never have enough legally challenged hip-hop stars on TV. Courtney Love, because you can never have enough legally challenged grunge stars on TV. And Kato Kaelin, because, well, that one's beyond me. The appeal of these shows is that despite their money and demi-celebrity status, famous people still have to endure the same daily tribulations as the rest of us. Dealing with their kids, the neighbors, trying to figure out how to work the remote on their TV. The shows fairly scream, "Hey, America, famous people are just like you, only rich." Which gets back to my feelings of inadequacy. If these stars are just like me, why can't I get a camera crew to follow me around so I can prove to the world how dull my life is, then spin off every part of me to the first merchandising fat cat who comes along? Apparently, I'm more than qualified. Former Playboy centerfold Anna Nicole Smith show on E! Television is basically footage of her lying in bed, eating, and watching TV. Hey, I was lying around in bed eating and watching TV way before Anna ever learned to fake like she loved really old oil billionaires. And if the producers want to spice things up some, I'd be more than happy to go extreme with my life. Eat while driving on the 405 during rush hour. Eat and go swimming without waiting half an hour. I will say this to Hollywood. If you're going to do more celebrity verite programs, and you are, how about we highbrow it up a little for the NPR crowd? Something with a little more politics as canvas. I would have loved to have seen day-by-day tape of the last months at New York's Gracie Mansion with Mayor Giuliani and Mrs. Giuliani and Mistress Giuliani. I promise you, that's a setup you're not going to catch in the average guy's home. How about 24/7 of Bill and Hillary so we can finally find out who threw that lamp? Not to mention how that Chinese puzzle box of a relationship really works. I'm dying to find out who wears the pants in that family. How about a show with nonstop Bush and Cheney? I'm dying to know who wears the pants in that family. And here's a novel idea. How about we really flip the script and get some day-by-day, hour-by-hour media on the media? For a change, wouldn't you just love to see a camera and microphone chasing around Connie Chung and Maury Povich, Larry King and his hottie wife number 15, Bill O'Reilly and whoever it is that tolerates him at home? Or for some real highbrow excitement, there's always me in bed typing up a new NPR commentary, sipping a Stoli Vanilla and OJ, and watching the Gambling Channel. The Gambling Channel. I wish. Hollywood, I'm ready for my close-up.
The comments of John Ridley, a Hollywood writer and director. His new novel is A Conversation with the Man.